Bonjour, good morning, welcome. My name is Rosie Goldstein. I'm the Vice Principal Research and International Relations here at McGill, and it's my distinct honor to welcome all of you to McGill for an exciting announcement about the Collaborative Research and Training Experience Program, also known as CREATE or FONCE. It's administered by the Natural Science and Engineering Research Council of Canada. Amis, collègues, membres de médias et invités de marque, aujourd'hui est une journée très importante et intéressante pour la recherche au Canada. Before I start, I want to extend a special welcome to our distinguished visiting guests on stage, the Honourable Greg Rickford and Dr. Isabelle Blain, and I will introduce them in more detail in a few moments. I also want to acknowledge and welcome Professor Anthony Massey, Provost and Acting Principal for McGill, and also acknowledge Mariana Newkirk, Associate Dean Research from Medicine, and Sarah Stroud, Associate VP in my office. Thank you all for attending today. And thank you all for being here as well. Your presence and the Minister's presence underscores the importance of today's announcement. Le programme de formation orienté vers la nouveauté, la collaboration et l'expérience en recherche vise à améliorer le contexte dans lequel se déroule le mentorat et la formation des chercheurs canadiens de demain. Le programme FONCE aide nos jeunes chercheurs à perfectionner leurs compétences en maths, de communication et de collaboration, ainsi que leurs compétences professionnelles et en leur permettant d'acquérir une expérience utile dans un milieu de recherche universitaire ou non. So it's now my privilege to introduce the Honourable Greg Rickford, Minister of State, Science and Technology, who will share all the exciting details with you. Since 2008, Minister Rickford has served as a Member of Parliament for the constituency of Kenora in Ontario. On July 15th, Prime Minister Stephen Harper appointed Minister Rickford Minister of State, Science and Technology, as well as the Minister of State for the Federal Economic Development Initiative for Northern Ontario, and as well, he is the Minister responsible for the Ring of Fire. He confirmed to me today that this is his first announcement in his capacity as Minister of State for Science and Technology, and so we are particularly proud that he chose McGill to make this important announcement. He previously served as Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development, as well as other important roles. And perhaps, at least as importantly, I'm proud to note that Minister Rickford is a McGill alumnus, holding a degree in common, as well as a degree in civil law from our university, and as you can see, he proudly sports the McGill tie. Please join me in welcoming the Honourable Greg Rickford.
Thank you for that introduction. And just to clarify, the Ring of Fire is not the Johnny Cash song. We're not in the business of managing those. It's one of the largest chromite deposits in North America, in fact, the world over. And it's an exciting legacy project for us up in Northern Ontario. Good morning, folks. It's great to be back here in Montreal, and especially that peaceful, warm, easy feeling you get when you're back on campus. I was telling the folks in the briefing room earlier that after more than a dozen years of university and four of them here, it's just a natural fit for me to be back on campus. And of course, at the university where I spent perhaps most of the time in its aggregate, I feel like I stand amongst friends and colleagues. And indeed, I have very many fond memories of the city itself. I want to take this opportunity to thank our hosts from McGill University for providing me with my first opportunity then as the Minister of State for Science and Technology to celebrate our government's ongoing support for post-secondary research and training. Obviously, it's a great pleasure when you become a new cabinet minister and your first official announcement is at your alma mater.
J'aimerais prendre quelques minutes pour remercier nos hôtes de l'Université de McGill de m'offrir l'occasion pour la première fois en ma qualité de ministre d'État aux sciences et à la technologie, de célébrer le soutien continu de notre gouvernement à la recherche et à la formation de niveau postsecondaire. Je suis vraiment heureux d'être ici aujourd'hui.
Our government firmly believes that science, technology, and innovation, cooperation from all sectors, whether the private, industrial, academic, or government sectors, underpin the modern economy and are essential to shaping Canada's growth and long-term prosperity. Scientific curiosity leads to discoveries and not only increases our wealth of information, but it also inspires us to change how we think about things, how we see things, and in fact, how we do things. It helps us to look at problems through fresh lenses, leading to game-changing products and services.
Les sciences, la technologie et l'innovation repoussent les limites de nos perceptions et de nos façons de faire au quotidien. Ayant des antécédents dans le domaine des sciences de la santé, je peux affirmer que les avancées scientifiques dans ce domaine ont contribué à assurer une meilleure qualité de vie à certaines, alors que pour d'autres, c'était une question de survie. Les découvertes et les progrès scientifiques novateurs sont réellement présents tout autour de nous.
Where there are advances in science and technology, there is growth. Jobs are created. Communities see their economies prosper and the quality of living improve. All sectors, whether research, scientific, academic, government, or business, we must work together to identify their respective needs and make sure that they are fulfilled. And it is by working together, folks, that we will continue to grow and keep Canada on the cutting edge of research.
Notre gouvernement comprend bien cette dynamique. C'est la raison pour laquelle nous investissons dans la formation. Nous voulons doter nos universités et nos chercheurs de premier ordre des compétences qui leur permettent de s'adapter au marché du travail en constante évolution, soit des compétences en leadership, en entrepreneuriat, en communication et en gestion des projets.
With this more rounded skill set, a certain polyvalence, students will have a head start in their careers and be better prepared to handle whatever challenges the workforce throws at them. And so it's through programs such as NSERC's collaborative research and training experience, or CREATE as we know it as, we are providing our talent in science and engineering with the necessary personal and professional skills that aren't part of their regular academic training. We are innovating the way we prepare our scientific challenges for today and tomorrow, and we are giving them the tools to pave the way to success. And this brings me to the reason that I'm here today. Ladies and gentlemen, I am very pleased to announce that our government is investing more than $24 million over the next 6 years to support 15 CREATE initiatives at 12 universities across the country. Tout cela explique la raison de ma présence ici aujourd'hui. Mesdames et messieurs, j'ai l'immense plaisir d'annoncer que notre gouvernement investira plus de 24 millions de dollars au cours de 6 prochaines années dans le but d'appuyer 15 initiatives françaises au sein de 2 universités dans l'ensemble du pays. These initiatives will provide cutting-edge training experience to students and postdoctoral fellows in a range of fields, including wireless technology, climate change in the Arctic, and environmentally friendly engine design. Here at McGill, Dr. Jan Sonjens will receive $1.65 million to develop a medical physics research training network. And this network will see cross-disciplinary sharing of expertise. It will expose trainees to important research opportunities and provide internships at leading companies in the field, giving these trainees access to vast clinical experience, particularly in cancer treatment. Equipped with this experience, graduates will be better able to transform research into valuable clinical tools, ultimately helping to attack the leading cause of death in our country. This is real science, which has the potential to further protect the health of Canadians. And I believe today's announcement is great news, shows once again that our government is committed to scientific research in Canada and to bringing results that will benefit Canadians and their families in their communities. In its first 3 years, CREATE has involved 58 teams of researchers and has supported more than 2,400 students and postdoctoral fellows through funding and training. Furthermore, CREATE promotes student mobility between universities and other sectors nationally and internationally. Agreements have been established with Germany and Brazil. The one with Germany supports a training program involving an exchange of students, an exchange of ideas, while the one with the state of Sao Paulo funds Brazilian researchers wishing to collaborate with Canadian CREATE recipients. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stress this enough. Our government understands the important role that science and technologies plays in laying the groundwork for industries and for jobs of the future. And that is why, starting with Budget 2006 through to the Economic Action Plan 2013, we have invested more than $9 billion to support science and technology and the growth of innovative firms. This funding has helped to make Canada a world leader in post-secondary education research and to create knowledge and the highly skilled workforce required for a more prosperous community and country. Nous demeurons résolus à investir dans la prochaine génération d'innovateurs, dont les travaux prometteurs pourraient contribuer à protéger notre haut niveau de vie et assurer la compétitivité du Canada sur la scène internationale, comme c'est le cas du projet qui sera mené par le professeur Sangen ici même à McGill. In doing so, we will continue to support the research that brings together academic and industrial partners, because we recognize that long-lasting returns can be realized when academic research and basic science is integrated downstream with private sector know-how. Once again, I want to congratulate all of today's recipients on behalf of the Government of Canada. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Greg Rickford. I'm the Member of Parliament for the Great Kenora Riding, all 326,000 square kilometres and 25 isolated First Nations communities. It's a pleasure, a privilege, and an honour to serve my constituents. And on behalf of the Government of Canada, I wish all the students and professors in this great academic institution the very best. Thank you. Merci.
Thank you, Minister Rickford. And on behalf of the McGill community, welcome again to McGill University campus. And we deeply appreciate you taking the time from your busy schedule to make the announcement. And you certainly correctly count us, and I hope you will continue to count us correctly as your friends and colleagues. I look forward to welcoming you at many such future occasions on campus. I know that you will always, I hope you will always feel welcome. Je vous invite maintenant à accueillir Madame Isabelle Blain. Madame Blain est la vice-présidente, direction de subvention de recherche et bourse de CRS-NG. Please welcome Dr. Blain.
Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Ça me fait vraiment plaisir de vous voir en grand nombre aujourd'hui pour reconnaître le programme des subventions foncées. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us in great numbers to this announcement. I'm delighted to be here today to recognize and celebrate innovative training programs supported by the 2013 Collaborative Research and Training Experience Initiative, or CREATE, as we've come to know them. Le CRSNG s'est donné comme vision de faire du Canada un pays de découvreurs et d'innovateurs au profit de tous les Canadiens. We do this primarily by supporting research that spans the whole gamut from very fundamental, basic, all the way to applied research with end users. And we also, through this spectrum, support the training of highly skilled individuals, the next generations of researchers and engineers who will use their talent in the workforce. The CREATE initiative provides students and postdoctoral fellows with opportunities to gain valuable experience working collaboratively in mostly interdisciplinary settings and to interact with researchers and other trainees outside their home institutions, adding professional skills, leadership skills, entrepreneurship skills to their qualifications and technical skills. For the participant, this program is quite literally the link between their studies and their future careers. So I really see CREATE as a job readiness program. In recent years, the benefit of collaborative relationships across disciplines and sectors have become apparent. This working model is now central to Canada's economic growth. We have seen that partnerships with industry are a very effective way to further increase the impact of research in Canadian universities. Puisque ces collaborations ont donné lieu à des succès éclatants, le CRSNG continue de promouvoir et d'appuyer les partenariats entre l'industrie et le milieu postsecondaire. Et l'initiative Foncé est un exemple parfait de cet partenariat qui ajoute de la valeur pour tous. Since it was first announced in 2008, the CREATE initiative has supported 90 research teams and over, and that's from coast to coast. I would like to congratulate McGill and the other 14 recipient universities across the country. I look forward to hearing that your success and watching the impact that the initiative and you as scientists and engineers will have of the future, on the future of research in Canada. Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Merci, Isabelle. Nous sommes reconnaissants de vous compter parmi nous ce matin. I'd now like to introduce Professor Anthony Massey, Provost and Acting Principal of McGill, to say a few words on behalf of McGill University.
Thank you, Rosie. Je vous remercie de me donner l'occasion de m'adresser à vous ce matin. J'en suis honoré. Please allow me to add my own welcome to our distinguished guests, Minister Rickford, Dr. Blaine, and, of course, to Jan Sugens, whom you will meet shortly. I'd also like to acknowledge the presence in the audience of several members of the McGill administration who play an important role in this. Mariana Newkirk from the Faculty of Medicine, Sarah Stroud from the Office of the Vice Principal, and the Deputy Provost for Student Life and Learning, Olivier Diennes. With its emphasis on interdisciplinarity, McGill and mobility opportunities and real-world training, the CREATE program aligns perfectly with many of McGill's strategic objectives and priorities. We are actually very pleased and proud of McGill's success in this innovation program. In total, the university has received grants already since 2009 for 9 CREATE grants, ranking us second in Canada and first in Quebec. And we are particularly excited about this newest network. Over the past century, Canadian medical physicists like Dr. Sugens and his collaborators have played a major role in transforming scientific discoveries into everyday clinical applications. Today, ultrasounds, CT scans, MRIs, X-rays, and nuclear medicine are standard parts of most hospital visits, and all are examples of the contributions of medical physics. Although commonplace, we should not underestimate the importance of these technologies. They save lives. For example, nearly 2/3 of all cancer patients will receive radiation therapy during their illness. The roles of a medical physicist in radiotherapy include treatment planning, as well as machine design, testing, calibration, and of course, troubleshooting. In short, they help make the treatments for some of our most devastating illnesses safer, more efficient, and more effective. In addition, the field generates the highly qualified personnel, often cited as central to the future of our society's economy and our prosperity. There are approximately 400 medical physicists working in Canada, and the number of medical physics positions has generally been increasing by as much as 5 to 10% a year. Most medical physicists work in hospital diagnostic imaging departments, cancer treatment facilities, or hospital-based research establishments. Others work directly in universities, for government, and in industry. As a result, we have no doubt that the new McGill CREATE network will improve lives by developing new technologies as well as training the next generation of healthcare professionals. On behalf of the McGill community, I would like to express our deepest gratitude for the extraordinary commitment to excellence-driven research being made by the Government of Canada through the CREATE program. In McGill's own strategic objectives, as I mentioned earlier, are to bring together the basic sciences with innovation. And this is a very important aspect of things we already do with our graduate students. We have a skill set program which tries to bring together the things that the CREATE program is so enthusiastic about. We try also to make sure that our own students have an opportunity to develop those skills that are necessary not only for their programs of study, but also for the life they will have after they finish their own programs of study and their research. The dedication of supporting Canadian research is critical, and this NSERC program is a great example. We'd also like to thank Dr. Sugens, who will help us to overcome some of our most pressing and complex challenges, seize new opportunities, and ensure the long-term prosperity of Canada, for Canadian citizens. Thank you all once again for participating and for being here, and to members of the media, we'll be glad to take questions later. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Tony. And now it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Jan Songjens, who will talk to us about his new CREATE training program grant. Dr. Songjens is a professor in the Department of Oncology in the Faculty of Medicine, and he is director of the Medical Physics Research Training Program, which is a recipient, as you've heard, of one of the new CREATE grants. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Songjens.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to start and take this opportunity to thank the Government of Canada and NSERC for support of our initiative. We're also indebted to McGill University, Université Laval, the McGill University Health Center and its research institute, and the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission for providing additional financial support. We also should thank the other partners of the network that we're creating, which provide in-kind donations such as the National Research Council and industrial partners. I would like to thank my clinical colleagues at the hospitals, MUHC and Jewish General Hospital, for providing the very important clinical background in which this network will work. Canada has historically played a very important role in the applications of physics to medicine. For example, it started with the invention of the cobalt-60 teletherapy unit by Harold Jones in 1951. That was a development that revolutionized radiation therapy. Or more recently, the tomotherapy technique developed by the Canadian Thomas Rockwell Mackey. However, he had to do it on U.S. soil. The medical physics unit at McGill has been at the forefront of research and training in medical physics for more than three decades now. Thanks to pioneering efforts of my predecessor, Dr. Irving Podgorsak, McGill's MPU has held accreditation of the training programs by the Commission for Accreditation of Medical Physics Training Programs since 1993, and was the first and almost for a decade the only program that held this accreditation. Our partners at Université Laval, partners in the network, received similar accreditation just recently as the first Francophone program in the world. So the medical physicist archetype is really one of a translational scientist avant la lettre. That is someone with a very strong footing in basic sciences, but also someone who has firsthand experience about clinical limitations and clinical implementation. Developments in medicine are increasingly complex, increasingly complex nature, and the training programs of the future must place more emphasis on development of rigorous scientific skills and broader knowledge of graduates in allied basic fields such as physics and biology. So new developments can more easily be imported and translated into clinical benefits. The other part, technology, has been central to the field of medical physics since the beginning. So graduates must know how ideas are protected, how they can be translated in novel devices, and work with manufacturers to bring those devices to the market and be of clinical interest or clinical application to improve diagnosis and treatment. The Medical Physics Research Training Network that we are forming, thanks to the CREATE initiative, aims to enrich this research training at all levels of graduate education by ensuring that students have access to the best technology or expertise available, regardless of whether this exists in academia, in universities, in industry, in government agencies such as NRC, or internationally. We will work towards ensuring that these new training opportunities of next generation medical physicist innovators will lead to a sustainable program that will continue to stimulate research, development, and translation of new ideas into clinical benefits to patients. Let me just finalize with thanking my co-investigators who helped and supported me in bringing this idea to reality. And these co-investigators are Luc Beaulieu in Quebec City, Université Laval, Isamel Naka at McGill, Bruce Pike at McGill, Jay Nadeau at McGill, Slobodan Andevich, McGill, Philippe Després, Université Laval, Andrew Reeder at McGill, and Louis Collins, also at McGill. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Sonjens, and I want to, in closing, thank Minister Rickford, Dr. Blain, Professor Massey, and Dr. Sonjens for participating today. I want to, of course, thank once again NSERC and the Government of Canada for your extraordinary support for McGill's CREATE programs, but also for the CREATE programs across the country and over the years. I want to thank all of you for participating today, researchers, students, staff, members of senior administration who I mentioned, Deputy Provost for Student Life and Learning, Olivier Dienz, who's just joined us, and welcome, and I hope to welcome you to many such announcements again. Thank you all for participating. I will ask the podium party to stay on the podium for a few moments for the requisite group photo, and the minister and the platform party are available for media questions and interviews just after the photos. So with that, I'd like to invite, as I say, the podium party to stay. All the others are all, you're also invited to stay and join us in the back for refreshments. Help stay and enjoy the refreshments to celebrate the new announcement of these CREATE grants across the country nationally. Thank you very much and have a great day.